Shit.
You said you were alright.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm doing push abs, chest, shoulders, and triceps. Wait, what's tomorrow? Monday? Yeah.
Okay, so, like, do you warm up or do you go straight into the, like...
Oh, I warm up every time. All right, cramp. No, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you warm up. What are you hitting first? You said chest, shoulders, and triceps?
Yes.
Okay, when are you hitting first?
Chest.
Okay. Like, what do you do?
The chest machine where you're, like, you're holding it, like, the thing's in front of you, and you pull it.
So, like, flies. Like,
he's doing that.
Flies.
Okay.
I do those.
Okay.
And then do these.
Bench.
Hey, no, Victor.
With the fly machine, I do
They can't hear you.
Yeah, you set your microphone.
Oh,
we're on. Like, I was going to use that as our cold open.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so keep going.
I get on the machine, I do flies.
And by the way, just real quick, they can't see us any either. I don't know why, but the camera hasn't been working.
I thought you just showed me our feed.
Yeah, it just turned off.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I do the flies.
Mm-hmm.
I do the pushes with the fly machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do like a mix of those.
Okay.
Once I start feeling my chest nice and good. And then I just jump on the other side. And then I'm doing the... It's the same machine, but I forgot what you call it. You're pulling in...
Like lat butterflies.
Lat pull-downs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then rows. So that's my first... My warm-up for my actual muscles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do that at least twice. And then I start actually working out. Start putting heavy weights on it.
The fuck's that? I have notes, but...
I haven't... What do I do?
You. Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't
I don't
out.
Do shit. I haven't worked out in 5 years.
Either, what would you want to do?
I want to work on my shoulders.
Shoulders.
Get a little abs.
Sign up for Gold's.
Why would I pay $5?
I'll pay
Gold's,
for you.
It's stupid for me. Okay. Because I could go to Vista with a free gym,
bro.
Or I could go to Nico's with a free gym.
Why don't you go to Vista?
Because it's closed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Never mind. I take it back.
Dude, but if you're with Nico, you're gonna wanna like do shit, but you're gonna wanna chill too.
I'm gonna be honest, I would not pay for Gold's either.
Yeah.
You don't go to Gold's? I thought you went to Gold's.
No,
use my dad's card, but I would not pay for it personally.
He has a gym in his garage too. Right? You have a gym in a garage?
Oh yeah, but if I didn't have that, I feel like you could find a better gym that may not be like as good, but you'll pay less.
Gyms, I mean, I would do gyms if I didn't have Vista.
Well,
or
no,
you.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do gyms. I just wouldn't do Gold's. I just don't think it's worth it.
It's only $30.
I was talking about Gold's.
I don't know what you're tripping. It's just $30.
I know, but I can do better than $30, I feel like.
No, I would do Gold's if I didn't have Vista or...
And honestly, I would probably pick... I would go to an LA Fitness, not gonna lie.
LA Fitness is badass. I used to have a membership there.
But do they have a basketball gym or like a basketball court?
At Gold's, they do.
Yeah, but do they have one at Lifetime?
Yeah.
It's open,
Lifetime
bro.
Lifetime Fitness fucking worth
people,
it.
People were playing basketball like 6 in the morning.
Okay, I'm asking you, they have a basketball court?
Yes.
Okay, that's all you had to say. That's
where else are they going to play basketball?
Maybe outside? Not there. Yeah, like maybe they don't have a basketball court. Never thought of that. I was saying like I would go to gyms because they have the pool and they have the basketball courts. And
what are we wearing mics for?
So you can monitor yourself. Did you say why are we wearing mics for?
I can't believe I thought I was fat in high school.
This just took a dark turn. Welcome back to the Rinky Dinky Boys, episode 14.
I'm so skinny,
honestly. Dude, wait, but I kind of was chubby. Never mind.
I was so skinny,
dude. I was 185. Now I'm 240.
I was 120.
Oh wow!
I'm 160 now.
And you look good now. Like,
thank you. You
look
confident. I appreciate it. I'm really self confident.
No, you're really like.
That's why I lost.
Why is it though? Why is it that we gain weight right after?
It's because I eat out more when I'm with him. Because I used to have anorexia. I hated myself. And
same.
Yeah, still I'm better now though. I still have issues with my body though. I can't look at myself in the mirror without crying.
Yeah, but she also
I felt that I get mad when I look at myself. I'm like, you fat piece of shit.
No,
it's time to hit the gym.
So bad.
Honestly, she also,
if you really think about it, like, you're like, oh shit, I look like ass. But then you go like talk to everyone, like everyone looks in the mirror and they're like, fuck, like, look like shit.
Yeah. Do you know what I hate? When we're cuddling sometimes, he'll grab my tummy fat. It makes me want
to
cry.
No, yeah, I used to do that with Hannah. And it was kind of funny. But because she would do it to me too.
Yeah. But you're like muscly, so you don't fucking stop it.
No,
babe,
look,
what did I told you? Okay, but say that into the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have like a good amount of stomach. Yeah. I like hold a lot of fat in my stomach.
Oh, yeah, no, I do too. So, like, I get fat in my stomach and my thighs. While I was like mid anorexia, this girl, one of my friends, she looked at me and she went, your thighs have gotten so much smaller. And it literally, I burst into tears. It made me cry.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Wait, wouldn't that be good?
Well, yes, it was good, but it made me realize, because I didn't think before that people looked at me and I wanted to be skinny because I thought it would make people like me. And then I realized that she saw me before and she's seeing me now. And she was looking at me the entire time and it made me cry. I was her first kiss. I remember.
Her?
Sorry, ADHD mind. Yeah, no. Did you know I've kissed more girls than he has?
It's funny. Actually, I remember you saying that.
It's funny. I got more game than him.
But like I gained weight out of high school too. But
I'm into it.
You got skinny. Huh? You got abs.
I don't have abs right now.
Dude, no, niggas weak as shit.
No, but fuck off, Victor. You're fat as shit.
I remember.
Yeah, but a lot of this is muscle.
Where did it go?
Still look fat though.
I could literally lift your weight. Like, as a warm up.
What are you looking for? Oh, your pen. You put it there.
What's this? I want to play with it.
Oh my god. No, but I mean, out of high school, like, I had band, she had color guard, and you know, at O'Connor, we walked around a bunch. But,
dude, we did walk around a bunch.
But now,
it was a walk.
But now, like, you know, we got nothing to do. I didn't have any extracurricular in college. The only thing that kept me skinny was Topgolf. But
well, you're still going to be skinny because you're going to be walking around a fuck ton when you're a waiter.
Yeah, I mean, I gained 30 pounds.
Okay, are you saying sheesh or are you saying shit?
I'm saying sheesh.
I'm saying sheesh.
Yeah, he thinks y'all are saying shit.
Sheesh.
He was like, sheesh.
I know. I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, bro, you don't know how to say it.
Hey, Vic, let me see the face go. You got to... You gotta bite your lip.
I can't do it.
Raise your eyebrows and squint your eyes. Do it, Vic.
You have to do that.
Ooh. Ooh. I got you. Got you for the one time.
Okay.
Do it, Nick. Do it,
yeah, yeah.
Do
come
it.
Come on, Vic.
It's like
Nick.
The face.
Someone.
Yeah, but like,
do
they're
it.
Not gonna
He's
see.
Really good
it's
at
pointless.
It.
Okay,
really
but it's
funny.
We're here in the moment. I wanna see it.
All right, fine. You gotta commentate.
Valid. Okay. It was valid.
Okay.
That's funny.
No, but out of high school, I was 120 pounds.
Oh,
you know how much
fuck.
I was right now?
You're 120?
I was 120 out of high school. You know how much I am right now?
Like 170, right?
I'm 150.
What the fuck?
Hey,
I'm
170.
You weigh less than I do.
Baby, point
well,
the microphone
that,
towards
that
your
brought,
face.
That brought me to a new low. So thanks for that.
I'm sorry, baby.
Don't touch.
No,
don't be sorry.
I'm 170, baby.
Don't lie to me.
Okay.
Lying makes it worse.
I'm not lying to you.
Hey, I have a really weird question. You should cut it off.
I'm not cutting
it off.
Do
you think you
gained... Cut what off?
The question. Do you think you gain weight when your dick gets hard?
Why would I take that off?
No, it's blood rushing from one area to another.
Yeah.
So you already have the weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking wanker.
But you should test it out. You should go when you're soft and then try to
gain weight. That was a really bad British accent.
That's actually... Oh,
she makes fun of your accent,
I get a lot more confident after I have my anxiety medication. Before I was like, but
you took anxiety medication?
Yes, I did.
We fucks with the confidence.
Yep.
Do you get confident when you drink alcohol?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
She doesn't really drink. We gotta take her out.
100%.
I get.
I walk around like
I'm turning 21
stick, bro.
What month is
September,
it?
September,
in 5 months. I'm turning 21 in 5 months, so
what?
Hit me up. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I told him. I was like, you know what? After I turn 21, I bet Nico's going to be my best fucking friend.
I was literally about to say that. I was like, me and Kai are going to be best friends on Snapchat.
We're going bar diving.
You're going what?
Bar diving.
No, I'm excited. Bar, I want to go to hopping. Bars and like meet people and
yeah,
friends.
That's,
yes.
That'd be super cool.
Socializing, bro.
She says she wants to go to Epcot and drink around the world.
Mm. It sounds so fun.
What? What is that?
So
at Epcot, it's the place next to Disney World, if you didn't know. They have this place where it's like alcohol and you can drink around the world. You go to they have like stalls that are different countries, mm-hmm. and you go to each country and they make you like a drink that's from that country.
That's so cool.
I know. That's, but you get like drunk get after lit. The sixth drink though.
Valid.
So.
Valid.
Babe, you get drunk after the first.
Shut up.
Oh,
but
it's your boy.
Sheesh.
I mean, this does sound like I want to do that. Maybe you should wait until you're 22 so I can do that with you.
Or, well, yeah. Or I have a suggestion. All the waiters go to London after work and they don't ID. So they said, so we could all go there.
Where's London?
I'd be down.
We have to look it up. It's not far.
Okay. Tonight? You said London. Okay, you said tonight? London, and I thought you meant the waiters London. At Epcot go to London, oh. as in Paris or France, in or nope. not, or
London
England.
As in France.
England. Fuck off.
As
fuck
in
off.
France.
Look, fuck off. Fuck off.
You have, fuck off.
You fuck off.
I have alcohol.
Yo, let's go to Paris and China.
Where? Like now?
Yeah.
It's your boy.
I'm in possession.
Babe,
of,
you,
I got. I
your
got.
Fate, s- that's such a.
Look. Do yeah. you want to go clubbing? Are y'all down to get
we can
go.
Go
clubbing tonight?
Yes.
We can tonight, Sunday. Uber home. Oh. Mm. Yeah, pussy.
No, I work today. I'm tired.
So?
I am a little pussy bitch when it comes to working, okay?
Dude, yeah, I'm going to kill myself.
Do you work tomorrow?
Double yesterday.
Dude, she doesn't go anywhere.
No.
I have to study and take a test tomorrow. I'm down, bro. And I don't even know what's on the test. Like, I just
see it. Right. Vic. I mean, Nick. Sorry. For future reference, if you get asked to work a double at work, you're going to be there from 10:30.
Say no.
Probably until 12 o'clock midnight.
Sheesh.
Well.
Are you being a host or a waiter?
I'm a waiter.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Why wouldn't I be a waiter?
I'm just wondering, because someone said you were being a host. I was like, what the fuck?
Were you asked about
one of the managers, yeah, they're like, yeah, he's going to be a host. I was like, really? They're like, no. Yeah, I think so.
They're training. Okay, so did they also train you to be a host too?
The like the hour or so at the host stand.
Yeah,
I just spent an hour there and then.
Yeah, they did that to me.
Yeah, you have to go.
And they did
station.
The same thing with Expo.
Yeah, something. that was the first day, right?
Yeah, that was.
After that, you're gonna follow someone Friday. Every day.
I know, but what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I put in my 2 weeks at Topgolf. You know what they gave me on my last day?
What?
A fat ass double.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
They're like, you're leaving us.
We're gonna use
fuck you. Just don't go, bro.
Yeah, that.
It's like,
but I want to go. I want to go though.
I broke my leg. Just be like, I stubbed my big toe.
Because of it, I can't go to Saltgrass until Friday, so I have a week before I go again. I'm gonna study that menu.
Oh yeah, the menu's an important one.
How many tests did you take?
One every day.
No, how many times for the audit? How much?
Oh, the audit.
How many times did you take it?
I took the audit twice. I failed the first time by like 4 points, and then the next time I just passed. Okay, so do you remember the papers that has like the yes or no questions, and it's like did waiter greet table within 45 seconds, and it just goes down the list, yes or no, yes or no, yes or no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well that's the audit.
Okay.
See if you find.
Oh,
it,
you're talking about like the paper, or that you're talking about the test.
Yeah. They give you a copy of the audit. So
I have it downstairs.
So it's literally like what they go over. So you have to hit every point, and then you have to get a 90 or above on every test. If not, you have to redo it.
I was. They told me because I'm hired there.
Sheesh. Okay.
Sheesh.
Oh, did they tell you get 50% off if you go with your discount?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so future for if you want to go on a date night, me and Hannah had an $80 tab. I paid $39.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wow. And then you get like Saltgrass, like the Tower of the Americas, you get 50% off there.
I know.
Like, okay, everywhere. It's great. I've been using it a lot.
I'm studying the brochure too for the Laundry Sale Club.
What is there to study?
What it's about.
Isn't
so
it
you
like
can sell
things?
It? Huh?
Three things, right? You get 25. You pay $25 one time, you get $25.
Yeah, but they ask, like, where can I get the discount? And, you know, you'd be like, oh, the town.
All Landry's locations, bitch.
And, like, they're going to know.
Okay, anyway. that's why Google was invented.
Is Google making us dumber?
Yes.
Internet's making us dumber.
Well, yeah.
TikTok's shorting our attention span.
Dude, I love TikTok.
Bro,
love TikTok.
Okay, so you ever like watch TikTok, right? So when I first started TikTok, I would go on a spree and just sit down and like just keep scrolling. And then like an hour goes by.
Dude, literally
so just much, 1 hour?
Huh?
Just one?
Bro.
I'll be on it for like 5 hours. No, it's because
like
straight.
With Vine, you could go through like a bunch of videos and it'll be like 15 minutes because each video was 6 seconds.
What?
I was never on Vine. I missed Same. That train.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
I think well, it wasn't
sorry for it wasn't that great. I'm gonna be honest.
Logan Paul.
It was fun.
King Batch. I hate anything those old Vine people make. It's just so cheesy.
Dude, seeing them now, I'm just like, what?
The whole boyfriend girlfriend shit. Oh, you're cheating on me. I'm like, bro, you're like 30. Like,
or like the ones who like make school memes, and they're like 40 years old, and they're talking about like when the kid asks if they're gonna turn in the homework today, and they're like, what the fuck, man? And the guy's like 40.
They just don't know what to make these days.
Yeah,
it's all about Jason Derulo. I love him on TikTok.
I like Will Smith on TikTok.
January, February, March, April, May, Jason Derulo. It's a TikTok.
I know.
Why did you stay quiet, you asshole?
No, I don't know. It was
you're such a bad boyfriend.
I'm a bad boyfriend?
The worst.
You should see Nico.
You have to...
He's not a boyfriend anymore.
Well, he was.
We're watching the breakup go down.
Yeah.
Double just breakup.
Feel like...
Talking about a breakup breaks them up.
You can do it.
I don't know.
You want to address it?
No, I don't.
I like the ones that like Ichi Ni San.
What are you talking about?
What?
Why Hannah isn't here?
Arigato.
Hey, guys.
No. I'm not gonna say all of that. I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna.
We already talked about it.
I'm not gonna go. No, I'm just saying Hannah has departed.
Dude, you're being like David.
Wait, wasn't on the podcast?
No.
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, no, you don't have to say. No, I'm just saying like Hannah has departed.
Oh yeah, we broke up.
Oh.
Hannah is no
see
longer
what you made
on
him
the.
Do
I didn't
hey,
want
hey,
him
hey,
to
hey,
do
hey,
that.
That's
hey,
not a
Hannah
good
Hannah is no
thing.
Longer on the podcast. I am the new female.
We broke up.
I'm the new female.
Well, I was.
You're not new.
What I was gonna say is
you're
now.
Old news, bitch.
Now that we've lost Hannah, it's the boys.
Oh fuck!
What am I?
Damn, bro, you're not even including Ooh. Kaya.
What am I?
Yeah, what is
I'm not,
Kaya?
I'm not done.
Dude, you're abusing your girl.
I'm not done.
What?
And then I was going to say...
Wait a minute.
And then there's Kaya.
And then...
I don't think that
it's
one.
Always... My entire life has been and then there's Kaya.
Damn,
Wait, say that one more time.
I feel so bad now.
Hey, I feel that, though.
I literally... I suffer from middle child syndrome. I'm always left out. I'm always
Actually,
forgotten.
No, Hannah would say the exact same thing, though. So maybe that means...
You know what was funny? We were both receptionists. Y'all both work at Saltgrass. Both of our favorite colors were lavender, and both of y'all's favorite color is red.
Oh my fucking god.
Sheesh,
then you had to go
sheesh,
and fuck it up.
Sheesh, sheesh, sheesh.
Do it.
Do what?
Yeah, sheesh. Do it, bitch.
Sheesh.
You're so bad. Never mind. At
Don't
it.
Do it, bro. No,
yeah.
No. Shade
he just told
for
me
you,
to do
bro.
It.
He
yeah.
Just told
Why
me to
the
do
fuck
it.
Would you tell him to do it and then make fun of him for doing it?
No, sheesh.
That's funny.
You gotta do it right. You gotta.
I was trying to get him
it.
To
you
do
it
right.
Right here, wait. You gotta be like, sheesh. You know
what?
That didn't. Make oh, I have an announcement for our viewers. The Rinky Dinky Boys is starting an OnlyFans. That's right. You can watch us be naked. No, I'm playing. We started to buy me a coffee. Huh?
Who would want
to
see that?
I'd want to see that. Shit.
We started
start an OnlyFans for yourself and subscribe to yourself.
I would pay my fees. Fuck yeah.
This goes back to you. We started to buy me a coffee so you could hop on that. We're more to what that's going to be about. We'll come back later. But for now, go buy us a coffee. Oh, what do y'all want to change the coffee to something else?
I don't Honestly? Like coffee. I like tea.
We could change it to like pizza.
Ooh, pizza.
Chocolate.
We should have bought pizza. Pizza would have been good.
Pizza would have smacked.
We could change it to whatever we want.
Ice cream sounds good.
Hey, Victor.
Non-dairy ice cream from Baskin Robbins.
Domino's Pizza.
Pizza Hut.
What were you saying?
Marco's. You're like, hey, Marco's Victor, is what? Good.
Oh, because you were, your microphone was like way down.
Dude, it's right here, bro.
It wasn't before. He's sucking a dick.
It's a
Do you want to change the coffee to something else?
Hey, we should become a biker gang.
Just don't get
home. Oh, I wanted to go to like go biking downtown.
I'm down. Oh, no. We should take the dogs hiking like right here and then the Leon what's it called? It's one of the roads like down Bend, like 604. But you go up it and then you can pull over and park, and then there's like this off road trail where you can walk up and it's like super open and
Is
cool.
that where you always go?
Mm-hmm. That's where I take Bubbles and I just let it off the leash.
I see you do that all the time.
We should
just,
go.
I just
really
thought
fun.
It was.
You shouldn't do that because there are coyotes and they eat dogs.
Damn.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Home Depot, like the little forest behind it, is full of coyotes. Like every night, if you go out there, you hear like 100.
They're
like,
so
howling.
Cute. So, I can't believe they would eat my face.
Did you get fired from Home Depot?
Yes.
Why?
What'd you do?
Yeah, I can't say that one.
Why not?
What do you mean?
I'll cut it out. Tell me.
Doesn't have to be. Yeah, just tell us. Do you get paid better at Sawgrass?
Hell yeah. Not to flex.
Have you already started getting...
tables?
Yeah.
Yeah. These past 3 days, I've been... Yeah.
How much have you made each night?
So, I counted the money total. I worked half a day the first day, and then I worked a double yesterday, and then I had... Yeah, so today was like my third day waiting, and I have $350.
Damn.
From those 3 days.
So basically 100 each day.
Most of it was from last night. I made 100, 190.
Oh yeah, Saturdays are super busy.
Yeah, so whatever adds up.
And also, I hate like waiter job. I could never work a waiter job because I don't like depending on. For one, I don't like talking to people face to face. For two, it's like not dependable enough. You can't like. Oh, I'm definitely gonna make this much, and it depends on what shifts they give you.
So. Yeah. So, if you can't like deal with people's attitude, and like this, it's like not a job for you. So you get shit ton of attitude.
I deal with attitude all
people
the time.
People get pissed about their food. They get pissy about their food.
Wouldn't you get pissed about your food?
No, but there are people.
I would.
I had a coffee thrown at me at Chick-fil-A once.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Somebody threw, like, in the drive-thru, somebody threw a coffee at me.
That's fucked.
Oh, you should have told me.
It's like that.
I would have pulled up right away.
Like the one from,
what are you going to do, Nick?
Fuck him up.
Like that one from The Office. Remember when he drives by and throws the milkshake into the window?
Yeah.
And then they make him come back and clean it up?
Yeah.
I have no idea how many guys would flirt with the girls who worked at Chick-fil-A through the drive-thru. We would just be standing there and they'd call us, like, beautiful or something or... sweetie and
no people are fucking weird
and it'd be like, sir, I'm just trying to do my job.
No, like people are like the amount of people that just flirt with like any girl they see that's like working is weird.
It's like they feel like they have some right to it. It's
the
like,
worst part is when they're old as fuck
and
they're hitting
it's
on
so creepy
teenagers.
Yeah,
it happens like at Tom Golf. There'll be this old ass wrinkly dry ass white dude. And then there will be a cute guest services girl who's in high school still.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, you're very beautiful.
While I was working at Chick-fil-A, I like opened the door for this one older guy and he put his hand on my back and I literally jumped. I could not have jumped further away the instant it happened. And I was like, please don't. I didn't say please don't touch me because I'm non-confrontational. I should have looking back because.
There was a time, there was this one time this guy, he was helping someone like get into his bay. The guy I'm talking about, he's gay, okay? And he
like put, the worker?
Huh?
The worker was
the
gay?
The worker was gay.
Was it James?
Cool.
Yeah, James. I think he was a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going to go help him out, and he had put his hand on the screen. And this other guy, he's with his wife and his four kids, and he puts his hand on my coworker's hand. He puts
like,
it there.
He had it on the screen?
Like, he had it, like, okay, so you know how on Top Golf there's, like, this, like, silver box around the screen? So he had it on top of there, like, just resting there. And then this guy puts his hand there and just brushes it down.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. That's so much worse.
What are you doing? Yeah.
So much worse.
And then he goes, "You have very soft hands."
What the fuck?
That could not be more creepy.
Right. And he goes, and my friend goes,
off the side of that Top Golf.
Like he, the coworker goes, "Thank you."
What?
You know? But in his head, he said, in his head, he went, "Thank you, daddy."
Yo, the worker was into it. Yo, what the fuck?
So plot twist.
He liked it. The same energy.
Yeah.
Yo. Thanks, Dad.
I wasn't expecting him to like it.
I know.
He said it was weird at first, but then he said like that his hands were soft, and he was like, "Oh."
You're like, wow.
Are you
I feel what else is soft.
The weirdest part, like his kids were right there. The dude's kids was right there.
Yo, he flirts with his kids. He's a pedophile. No.
That wasn't connected.
Yeah, fuck you.
Nico, Victor, you should come work at Saltgrass with us. They need everyone.
Yeah, you should be, dude, you should be a cook. The cooks.
Yeah, they need cooks.
I already offered him a job at Andretti.
I would only work for like 2 weeks.
If you have sex with a guy who doesn't have a clean dick, you can get a UTI.
Oh, God.
You have no idea how many... I've gotten UTIs multiple times from him, and I had to tell him to wash his dick right.
You never told me.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Honestly, no shame.
Guys are bad at washing their dicks.
Bro, are you not cut? Are you not circumcised?
No, he's circumcised.
No, it's
bro. And same. You still nah, man.
I don't know. Like,
oh, I saw this thing on TikTok. Can you locate your butthole on the first try?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, he couldn't.
No shame.
No, but do it, because I swear to you.
I feel my butthole. I know where it is.
Yeah, you don't know. You
get up and try it right now.
What?
Victor, get up.
I know where
it is. I haven't showered. I just came out of work.
Dude,
trust me. Just try it. No, get up. Get on your feet.
I'll do it if you do it.
Are we really going to touch your butthole right now?
You already
want to touch my butthole?
I don't want to touch your butthole.
Is that how we bond as bros?
That's not where this episode's going. No thanks.
Who's the one smoking your neck? Jeez.
Also, what do you smoke out of a hookah?
It's hookah. It's tobacco. It's flavored. It's flavored tobacco.
Or weed.
That's boring.
Or crack.
I feel
meth.
Like
hookah is just
not
a different
meth.
K2. You're not gonna go to a hookah bar and smoke meth. Like,
probably
it's gonna
not.
Be tobacco.
They
I mean, you could though. You could though.
But there's a hookah bar right here.
Let's go to a hookah bar.
Right next to Gold's Gym.
You have to be 21.
Yeah.
Ever since that whole COVID.
If only it was in Helotes.
Right.
No, it's 21 in the
oh,
state.
Oh yeah, it's Helotes and 20. It's 21 in Helotes.
It's the
when
whole
did
state.
That change?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Like my our senior year of high school.
No, like, was it our senior? I don't think it was.
Because it was right after I turned 18.
This room is so trippy. You don't think this room is trippy?
No. Kind of dope.
The purple walls. It's just random shit on it.
Yeah, like Dick's purple cock. What?
Huh? I don't got a dildo in my room.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Okay.
Isn't that a girl?
I told him...
You wouldn't peg Nick?
I told him the day that I let him do anal is the day I get to peg him.
That's... I'm not... you know what's funny? Guess who said the exact guess who said the exact same thing? But yeah. Guess who didn't hold up to her side of the end, like bargain?
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna cross my fingers.
Did you want to get pegged?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Why not?
It's
I really want to say something, but I don't think
Nick is gay. No.
Honestly,
you know
honestly?
What I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. Do you fall on the spectrum?
You know
yes, you do,
bro.
How much on the gay spectrum are you?
When I'm elevated, I'm just like, I just wonder. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, because
okay, so like, I told her like, all right, yeah, I'm fine with that, whatever, right? But then she goes, "It's gonna be the same size as you," and I was I was like, oh,
you,
hold on,
feel tough. What I feel.
Yeah, like.
That's kind of tough. I'm not gonna lie,
bro.
Yeah,
I would admit
you can do a resin cast of your dick and get a dildo made out of it.
Yes, I've seen that. I kind of want to do that. Not gonna lie.
Just I'm gonna ask them to like
keep it look
like
a pencil, in my room
to like make
it like
2% smaller.
Why two?
Dude, so Nick's packing, notice? Bro. Nick's packing heat. Dude, Kai has told us that Nick's packing heat.
I mean, I could talk about his dick. I could.
Okay, but like, you know.
What?
I don't know. That's you just kind of weird,
bro. It's the yeah. coffee. Yeah. It's the matcha, bro.
But I really want to say something, but I don't know if you'll let me.
Don't say.
But I want to.
Hey, I'll go into it. I'll talk about some cocks for a little bit.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
No,
can it please?
Say it.
No,
please.
Vic. I mean, no, Nick,
you don't
please.
Control her.
No,
you don't
I'm going to get in trouble because it's something about you.
Okay, now I want to know.
What about me?
Just don't say it, Vic.
I'm getting nervous, but I actually don't know.
Don't say it, Vic.
You told me about
don't say it, Vic.
You had.
I remember that. I actually do.
And for a period of time, I didn't want him to hang out with you for a little while because I actually thought you wanted to fuck him.
That's acceptable.
Oh,
I thought you wanted to fuck him. And I was like, is this man gay? Is this man?
So what if he's gay?
It's valid.
Bye.
That's valid. I do remember that. It was weird. It was a little weird.
Yeah.
Everyone's a little gay valid. At some point.
Well, yeah.
Why do you have your phone like halfway outside your case?
Cause my case
is it like by choice?
My case doesn't work anymore.
Oh, I thought it was like a thing. You're like,
who would y'all go gay for? You clearly him.
I'm taking man, all this I, out.
Kurt Cobain.
I had one dream.
Huh? Yeah. Right. I keep telling dream. You that. I keep
but
telling you that.
You told
that.
Him you kind of wanted to try it.
No. Hey.
Yo, bro. Don't try to convince me into it.
I mean, they put the G-spot in the, yeah.
Why
the
do
butt
I,
for a reason.
Dude, you know what's funny? Why do I keep seeing TikToks about that? I'm just like,
yeah.
Dude, it's God's pointing you the way.
No, like, I'm scrolling through it God, like three times a day. I'm like, why?
God say being gay is a sin, and then he puts the G-spot in her ass.
He's setting the road for hell, for yo. Purgatory.
Oh, you know what? You know what the Christians would say? They say that was Satan.
I mean, religions, anyway. There's like 4,000 religions.
So what were you going to start with?
Wait, what? who'd y'all be gay for?
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt. Ew. For one, he's dead. For two.
That's exactly what.
He's not very attractive.
It's for who he is, man.
I don't know. Who'd you go gay for, babe?
I don't know.
You don't know? Think about it.
You.
I'm not a dude.
I don't think I'm.
Who'd you go lesbian for?
A lot of people. A lot of people. Gigi Hadid. Oh, Ariana Grande.
Actually, I know who it is.
Do
you know who BTS is?
No.
One of the BTS.
Rosé.
Any of the BTS
from
guys.
Blackpink. Jenny from Blackpink.
What?
Dude.
He said, who would I go lesbian for?
Oh, okay.
And there are a lot
dude.
Of people.
Okay, everyone from Blackpink.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Bro. Everyone.
They're gorgeous. They're so pretty.
Korean girls.
Korean girls. Asian girls.
No,
are
Koreans.
Just amazing.
Koreans in general.
Is this like a show you are talking about? Or?
No, it's a.
It's a band. It's
okay,
a,
sorry.
It's
I just.
K-pop. It's a K-pop band.
Okay. No, I get it.
They're I'll show very, you very pretty.
Nick, what's your opinion? Are they pretty?
Yeah.
Wait, what's. Okay, I'm looking them
bro,
up.
I'm going to show you. I'm showing you right now.
Rosé is my favorite.
What are they called?
Blackpink.
Oh,
cool.
Okay, that's good enough.
I finally got to the point with Nick where I can he can tell me what girls he thinks is pretty because he used to not think he could tell me that he thinks girls are pretty, but I would say it all the
it's
time.
A trap.
I'd be like, they're attractive.
It's a trap.
But I want to know.
Hannah would ask me and then like sometimes I'd be kind of honest and then it'd end up leading into it. Like we wouldn't fight at first,
yeah.
But then like 30 minutes, like an hour later and then she just starts bringing it back up. I'm like, okay, maybe never.
I'm,
like,
I
mean, never mention anything again.
The difference is I'm also bisexual, so I'm asking if they're attractive.
Because you find them attractive. Nice.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not
that.
Comparing myself.
I knew
that's
does
what
she
most
have good taste in women?
Oh yeah.
I have better taste in women than he does.
No.
He likes me though, so
he I mean she
you like yourself?
The girl
no.
the, you know, oh, she she's iffy about some of the girls. She's like oh my god. I don't think Doja Cat's very pretty.
I love Doja Cat.
And
no, I racist. Like. I don't think Doja Cat is super pretty. Racist. I just think her personality is good, and 50% of my attraction is based on personality.
That's a lot of people are.
That's not true.
Like,
for
I
women.
Thought you were attractive, but then I met you, and I was like, he's very shy at first. I was like, oh God, this is going to be hard. And it became a little less attractive, but then I got to know you, and I was like,
even more attractive.
Yeah.
What was it that pulled you towards him?
My charisma, obviously.
No.
What charisma?
My flirt, you know?
You ain't got
I was
no
like
flirt.
I was the coolest guy in what? The school. What? And she was like, no. Damn, I want that.
What pulled me towards you? I think it was your
relation in band, and where were you in?
Color Guard.
Color Guard. Y'all would see each other while you were playing. And you'd be
friends,
like, damn, who is that?
Right after we started dating, one of his friends went, you know, he has a really big dick, right?
Oh, my
God. It was one of his guy friends, too. So it was even weirder. But it was one of his guy friends that... Oh, okay. So his guy friend introduced... Well, not introduced, but he told me that Nick liked me. He told me that Nick liked me. And then when I pursued Nick, he got pissed at me.
Honestly, now we can just all come to the conclusion.
Men ain't shit.
Dating in high school isn't shit. Oh God.
That too.
Well, I mean.
Well, that doesn't count. We were like, I had already turned 18, so.
Yeah. Mm. She was already an adult.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say that.
Wait, is Guy older than you?
Yes.
Yeah, she raped you.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And then I told you, know what I said? He said that one day, and I was like, okay, we can wait until you're 18. He goes, no, no. And
it's I did not say it like that.
Honestly,
okay.
I'm going to be honest.
I can see it. I can see him.
I did not say it like that. No, I was like, oh no, never mind. You know, it's cool.
No, you did not. You
yes,
went,
I did.
No.
Nick, no shame.
I did that. But I didn't go. No, I didn't do that. I just went, no. You know,
you're like, no, I didn't mean it. And I was like, sir, you're a child.
Yeah. What were you saying, Nico?
What? I don't know.
What were you saying?
R.I.P. Nico.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. DMX.
What?
And Prince. And Prince,
Who are we talking about now?
Prince Philip.
What's his name?
You didn't know DMX
died. Prince Duke of Edinburgh.
Who is DMX? Remind me.
I had no idea who DMX was before he died.
Thank God. Thank God I'm not the only one. Because I usually am. Whenever someone dies, they're like, oh my God, someone died. I'm like, who the fuck is that? And they're like, oh, you don't know who that is. I'm like, no.
Your mom was probably jamming to him.
Unless you're not fake.
Probably. Or your dad too.
Unless you're not fake.
What?
Unless you're not fake. You were sad when Kobe died though, right?
Fuck no.
Oh,
that sounds mean, but...
I was sad because his daughter died.
I found out at work, and I just used it to, like, start, like, talking to people. I was like, bro, Kobe, and they're like, oh my God. Just when I was bored.
He was a legend, though.
It's kind of funny. You go up to people, like, that day, you're like, bro, Kobe, and they're like, oh my God.
Well, because I love the Spurs, and Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant were always a good game. So that kind of hurt.
His daughter, bro, that's what hurt. She didn't deserve that.
I have to.
I think he was assassinated. But let's not get into that.
She.
What do you think about royal family still being a thing in the world?
Who's a royal
they
family?
They don't even
still?
Really.
They don't really
anything.
Do anything.
You really don't think they
there's
affect...
There's
okay, they have...
Like
one.
No, like the Queen of England, they don't really...
Yeah, they don't
have
the power.
Laws
okay, yeah. Okay, right, but let's say you're a lawmaker in England, right? And Queen Elizabeth goes up to you, right? And he's like, hey, hi, like, how you doing?
Well, that's
you know?
Your fault
we're
for being a fucking dumbass.
No, but and she's like, well, why don't you join us for dinner? And they're like, yeah, so, you know, that law you're passing, I want you to vote no for it. You know, and, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, honestly,
I can't, okay, am I the only one who can't imagine the Queen of England just speaking? She looks like she just shouldn't speak.
She's honestly, a cyborg.
I've never seen her open her mouth.
I think she died a long time ago. That's a robot.
I've
wasn't
seen movies
the,
where, like,
the last Queen Elizabeth also like 60 years in reign?
What do you mean the last queen? It's been the same queen, bro.
The okay,
there's
no,
a king
there was,
between them?
Who are we talking about now?
The
The Queen of England's been alive for like a century.
Queen Elizabeth, Elizabeth the First. She was the first Queen of England, I think.
First Queen of England.
She had the longest reigning.
Until
the, she had the longest reign.
Until the Queen until, Elizabeth like right now ever. Surpassed until, her.
Yeah. She didn't marry because her husband was a, or not husband, her dad was a piece of shit and murdered her mom. Her mom was the first Queen of England to ever be executed. Her name was Anne Boleyn.
That's fucked.
Yeah. He had six wives. One of them died in childbirth. He divorced two of them and he beheaded two of them. And then one of them survived. One of them was 17 when she was beheaded.
That's fucked.
Okay, but there was a king in between them, right?
I'm obsessed with King Henry VIII.
Okay, wait, what are you studying?
I'm studying to be an accountant.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. I thought you were being like
a historian.
No, I just love stories about like kings and queens.
That's cool.
She loves true
crime.
That's
actually really cool.
I also love true crime. I can talk about true crime all fucking day.
But wasn't there a king in between Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Elizabeth II?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure there was a king.
I was the king.
Oh, you were the king? Wow. What were you saying about them?
I don't think there should be a thing.
Yeah.
What, it's kings?
They have to pass a law through the queen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but like that is it. I don't like the Great Britain type of royal type of stuff because like.
So you like the Saudi Arabia
type royals? Shit.
Okay, this is the thing.
The oil royals.
This is the thing. Saudi Arabia. That's like an actual.
Dude, that's Indian.
Fuck them.
That's.
They have kings and queens too. Fuck them.
In India?
Oh god.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They're like fucking rich ass families. They're like,
dude, in India,
that's Dubai.
In India, fuck people shit in a river.
Oh, they see piss people in a river. Shitting in the river.
And you know, they go shower in the river and they get water to like wash their clothes in there. It's like full of shit and trash. And they call it like a holy river.
No, they poop downstream and then they clean their shit upstream. Like further, like towards the mouth of the river,
I don't know.
They poop and then they clean it a little before.
They go fishing there.
But fish no, because the one with the British royal family, it's so you think. Like, you're told they don't have, what's going on? You're told that they don't have any power, right? But they do.
They definitely
they
have power.
They do. They have a lot of, what's it called?
Political influence.
Influence, exactly. And so, like, there's a lot of behind the door, a lot of, like,
exactly.
Not, like, something you can see, a lot of, you know, you already know that they're lying.
You really think
with Saudi Arabia, it's an actual monarchy.
It's all monopolized.
Exactly.
Even in Mexico, El PRI won for like a century, bro. It's most corrupted shit ever.
Nico, you good?
Yeah.
you
like my lip twitch?
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. I got bored.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Why do you copy me when I do something
you're
like
so
that?
Adorable.
That's you're oh, just God. So actually, adorable. I know why. Because I did the same thing. Because sometimes
no,
I get nervous
because it's when you're in love. Victor was like, I'm never going to be a simp like that. And I was like, you have to get in a relationship. I'm sure
yep.
Nico does shit like that.
Hell yeah.
Like, you never think you're going to, and then you're like,
oh, God. No, dude, I know why. It's because whenever I get nervous and, like I don't know what to say, I'll just copy her. If, like, people laugh, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Did you ever baby talk to Hannah?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like the only way we talked until it became a point. The word we do it in front of our friends and we're just like, what the fuck? But then they started doing it too and it was like weird and we all...
In the last episode, I said that I caught you simping for Hannah.
Fuck.
And giving like because he was like talking, like baby talking to her.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So, and,
no more of that.
Like you don't do that.
Oh, I think God. Like...
No more of that anymore.
I think like episode 7, y'all were arguing. I cut it out, but I listened.
No, so every time y'all argued on the podcast, Nick would go, "Do you want to hear Nick and Hannah argue?" And I would go, "Fuck yeah, I do," because we almost never argue.
What did we argue about?
I don't remember. But I just
getting
I know
her you not getting her soup. or getting her soup or something.
No, that was, I didn't take that out, though.
I don't remember the soup.
I didn't take that out, but you, it was when you took your phone away from her when she was trying to get into your Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
She was pissing you off. Yeah. Man, looking at my shit. Like, nigga, damn.
Privacy is important. You think having each other's privacy to themselves important?
Yes, it's very important. 100%.
No. I can go through his phone right now and he doesn't give a shit.
But.
Well, but it's Nick, though. Who's hitting
okay,
up Nick?
But. It's like. I don't know. I think being able to, like, restrain yourself is important, too. Like, you shouldn't be looking through, like, your.
You should be able to have the faith that they. Because I never. When I go through his phone, I don't. I'm not looking for. Anything.
Yeah,
I have faith that he isn't.
Like, whenever you look through, like, at someone's phone, you shouldn't be looking for something. Yeah. You should, like, just be like, oh, let's, like, look at snaps together or something.
There was a thing when we started, like,
it's
sometimes.
All about trust.
When we started, there's.
I'm wearing shorts, by the way, so I'm not.
You weren't wearing a dress?
I'm wearing shorts under my dress. I'm not flashing y'all, in case y'all are wondering. So
I was not.
When we started.
Good to know.
Yeah.
When we started dating, she would. Like, take my phone.
Like,
I can't look at you. Shut up. Fuck. Piss me off.
You just gave me, like.
Shut up.
Like, I was supposed to get something from that.
Okay. She used to just, like, take my phone out of my hand. Right? Like, she didn't do it.
I have really bad impulse control, and I would just be like, oh, I want to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it. And then I would just take it out of my hand, and he would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted it.
There was one time where I got pretty upset because I was like doing something, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then she just took it out of my hand. And
because if I don't do it right that second, I'll forget.
Okay, but I got mad. I was like, yo, I'm doing something. You can't just grab my phone from me. And then she got mad at me. He's like, why? You got something to hide? I was like, oh, no.
Felt that one.
No.
Felt that one.
And then she didn't want to talk to me.
That one happened. Like,
and I had to apologize.
Yeah. Honestly, you know why me and Hannah fought so much? Because I stopped apologizing for, like, little stuff. That pissed me off, too. So I'd be like, fuck that. I'm not going to apologize. I'd be just as petty. And then we just keep fighting, but it's
worth it.
He's really good at apologizing for literally everything.
Yeah. So, it's
I
not
just don't
bad.
Want to fight
and,
with
like,
her.
That's true. But honestly, at some point, I just...
Oh. You don't tell me. You always told me you say sorry because... you don't say sorry because you want to stop fighting with me.
No,
you always tell me that.
It's because he doesn't want to go into conflict with
but
you.
But I want
and
to
put
talk
yourself
about
at odds.
The issues.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You
never
have to
mind.
Talk about the issues.
We
what
need to talk about the
Nico
issue,
Nico left
babe.
The chat.
You're just saying that because you're lonely.
Ooh.
Yo, shut the fuck. It's been a fucking week and a half. Shut up.
Week and a half.
The first little bit of after you break up is the loneliest.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what's more lonely? When you just don't have nothing at all.
Nothing.
You're just mindlessly scrolling through Tinder and
okay, but you, like how many people have you, like, met up with within the last two years? Like, how many girls
good
have
amount,
you
right?
That's a long time. Like, that's
yeah,
like,
no.
Because have you been on Tinder? It's like...
No.
You just like, oh... Tonight? All right, tonight.
I don't
tonight.
Trust dating websites. That's
yeah.
how you get
murdered. Honestly, Vic, you have confidence because you're a guy. It's mm-hmm. so different for a girl. It's
yeah.
weird.
Some girls
it's weird,
like,
but I finally got it. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. That's scary.
Some girls just want to fucking... They're like, come to my place.
Dude.
Bring condoms. And I'm like, nah. This bitch is a whore.
What? Wait. I thought
you
the guy was
that
saying
that.
I'm keeping that in.
That was a good one.
Men ain't shit.
Because like how many other girls how many other guys has she told that to?
And then what if you're the only one?
Us three.
Out of me.
What if you're the only one?
If it's like a semi cute girl, it's like nah. Like I know there's others.
Okay. And okay.
You just know that because you met Taylor.
And then if you're not into that, why do you keep? Oh wait, never mind. I see the problem.
That's why I told her. That's why I
never mind.
I want a good Christian girl.
How many have you been with?
What do you mean?
Like
how many
girls
have you
slept with?
Like slept with?
Well, just.
Or, like, met up and had, like, a date.
No.
Because I've had a lot of
both.
First dates.
Both.
I've had
no.
a lot of first...
Okay, do one.
No. She's talking yeah. about how many girls you fucked.
Dude, how many
yeah.
girls have I
well,
fucked?
I say both.
I shouldn't be saying that out
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, do both.
Just
say the number.
Do it.
Say the number.
I'll tell you.
I have
you
to remember.
Me.
No.
Okay, now tell... Okay, now think about how many girls you've been on a first date with in this last, like, year.
On this last year? Yeah. Just first
like
date?
Like how, okay, not how often. Like, well, like once a week, like twice a week.
It's one or twice a week.
That's like a healthy amount.
It's like if I want to or not.
That's a healthy amount to meet people.
But how many girls have you fucked?
Yeah,
how
no, I tell fucked? Us that one.
Yeah.
Juicy fuck.
I feel like a whore now.
Fucking say it. Don't be a pussy.
15.
15. Okay. And if a Valid. Girl, if you met a girl who had fucked that many people, would you fuck her?
Yeah.
You were talking earlier like you wouldn't have, though.
No, but they were all like...
Like y'all clicked?
Like we... I don't like to fuck on the first date.
No.
Like all the girls I actually fucked, it was like after third, fourth date.
Oh, yeah.
What body count number would you call a girl a whore?
Huh?
What body count number would you call a girl a whore?
What no, it's not. Slut? It's not what that. It's not that. It's fucking on the first date. That's what I don't like.
Honestly.
He said if I'd slept with more people, that he wouldn't have dated me.
That's not true.
Yeah, you did. It was within the first like couple months of we were dating.
Mm. No, it's true. Valid. Honestly,
I got,
like,
I got really mad at him.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure like we only care about it now because we're like young, right? And like some people don't have like any experience, and they're like, oh, like fuck them. Like
some people.
But once you get older, like you don't ask people like, oh, yeah, how many people you slept with? Like,
it's like a sense no, of like, maturity.
Yeah. Like,
it's gonna hurt you more than it will benefit you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
it's a sense of maturity as you get older.
Like, honestly, like
when you're like 14, you're like, oh man, she's 1.5. No way,
in
bro.
In case you didn't know, all those young men out there who think women can get loose, they can't. They can't. It's a muscle. That's not how that works.
Valid.
I don't know, because you thought they could?
Yes.
I feel like it. That only like is actually true if you're fucking like. Horse
no.
cock
no.
as like really?
Nope.
No, like only, what if it's like
it only like, stretches.
No,
once
if you
have...
fuck a horse, you can die. There was a girl who had sex with a horse and died.
Yeah, but horses have like 30-inch cocks.
Right,
yeah.
But the only
what?
Wait, like the only
no,
time.
Huge.
Yeah, 30-inch.
Oh, I thought you said 3-inch.
Nah, bro. Horses is like.
Oh, actually, I have to.
But
I have to go home
right now. Can I
have to be home at 10?
Huh?
I have to be home by 10.
Oh, is it really almost 10?
9:30.
Oh, yeah, we're just in there right now.
All
right,
Nico's leaving.
We're just in there right now. I was going to say something else, but I don't remember.
Y'all can keep going. Yeah.
The grass doesn't grow on highways that are busy.
I don't get it.
That's one thing I've
grass
learned.
Doesn't grow on highways because highways are made of concrete. Boom, burn.
Huh?
Grass can scale through grass can scale.
Y'all know that TikTok that goes like, fuck yeah, concrete.
No.
It's about like plants and a rose is like, oh my god, the pH in this soil is too high, I'm gonna die, and then dandelions are like, fuck yeah, concrete.
Okay, I think we're gonna end it here. What the
fuck? No, I have not seen that tick.
Hey, we should
I
don't think we should post this one.
This one's kind of
funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like TMI at some point.
Yeah,
I like TMI is the most interesting though.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh wait, we already did that. I was gonna say something.
Okay, bye, Nico.
It's the logo. Take care, away.
Sheesh.
Don't get in trouble, away. You need to teach me how to deadlift.
It's not that hard.
Shut up.
Yeah, we can deadlift.
I need to relearn. I want to learn form correctly.
Mm.
Cause you can just and then
yeah. That's why I call it deadlift.
Damn, bro. Yeah, I got in my shoes.
Cause you die. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called deadlift. Cause you die at the end.
Exactly.
I wish.
I'm trying to think about what I was gonna say.
Ooh, who's your favorite BTS member, Kaya?
I don't dislike, but I don't follow K-pop, male K-pop groups.
Same.
I follow female ones because I find them very attractive.
Why'd you say BTS?
My favorite Blackpink member is Rosé.
Oh, they're all...
I love her. She's beautiful.
They're all talented.
Which one? Yeah.
They're all beautiful
and talented.
They're all
fucking talented.
Just like BTS, like, you think they're not putting in
Which
hard
one's
work?
Your favorite?
From K-pop?
From Blackpink.
Blackpink? It's the main one.
Whatever her name Lisa? Is.
Whatever the main one is. Her the leader, the lead one.
She's the one who has the bangs all the time, right?
Yeah. And then the BTS, I don't really follow them in anything, but I watch videos of them. I don't know why.
I love watching them dance. It's so interesting. Because they're so good.
They work hard.
Well, yeah. And then they go to like a K-pop like training school, and they get sorted and like put together kind of like on the X Factor in England. Kind of like how One Direction was created, except in...
You just got to be attractive.
Yeah. Attractive, able to sing
and dance. Yep. Yoongi. I like Yoongi.
I think it's Yoongi.
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 Yoongi. Okay. Yoongi.
I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
But I have an announcement. I'm starting another podcast called Learning with Nick.
Oh, God. So I didn't think you were actually going to do
learning
that.
Learning what?
I told you not to.
What are you going
to
learn?
I'm going to do it, babe.
What could you actually teach?
They're going to learn. I have time to edit this podcast.
I wasn't going to edit that podcast. I was just going to record and post. Because what we're learning with Nick would be is I'm taking two summer classes this summer, and I'm just pretty much going to go over what I've learned and talk about them, and maybe I'll have some guests on it. Pretty much.
I can teach you how to put an outlet.
Thanks, Victor.
I know how to put a fan on.
Good job. Do you want to do questions without answers, or do you want to go ahead and go?
I have to think.
Do you want to? Like, I'm fine if we don't.
I don't want to.
Okay. Do you want to, baby?
Yeah. All right. Don't know what my question would be.
Okay. And we're done. If you listened this far, thank you so much for sticking until the end. We really appreciate it. And since you did stay this long, it must mean you enjoyed us. And if you enjoyed us, I bet you'd like to see more of us. And you can by subscribing or following, depending on what platform you're on. And if you're watching on YouTube or listening on Breaker, go ahead and smash the like button.
And if you want to see more of us or never miss an episode of us or would like to support us, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Rinky Dinky Boys, no spaces. The RDB is capitalized and it's boys with a Z. TikTok at rinkydinky_boys_podcast. All lowercase boys is with a Z. And on Instagram at rinkydinky_boys. All lowercase boys is with a Z. We post any visuals that we may be talking about on Insta and some extra content on Reels and TikTok. Links to all the description. Links of all of these are in the description.
We are going to make a custom tablecloth, and we want it full of quotes and names. So the first 100 people to rate us on Apple Music and include a quote with who said it, get their name on the custom tablecloth. We are now extending it to Twitter as well, except you don't need to leave a review or a rating. You just need to at the Rinky Dinky Boys with the quote and with who said it. And if you don't include your name, I'm just going to use your Twitter username. But Apple will have priority, which means if there's 60 Apple reviews and 60 tweets, I'm taking all the Apple reviews and only 40 tweets. First come, first serve. If you're unsure how to format the quotes, we will play a clip at the end of the episode that explains how we'd like it.
We're not asking for everyone to subscribe to our listener support, only those who are able to, and to in these trying times. Maybe it's for someone like Phil Pulte that enjoys our work and would like to help us improve and grow our podcast. Definitely consider becoming a supporter, and for everyone else who can't pay anything monthly, would rather do a one-time donation, all donations and listener support money will be put forth improving our podcast.
We have started a Buy Me a Coffee, and Buy Me a Coffee does allow one-time donations. I think our one-time donations are $3. You can find our Buy Me a Coffee at buymeacoffee.com/ringydinkyboys. And we have a goal on there for a Podtrac P4, and obviously that'll make some really good audio, and that'll also allow us to phone in some guests that aren't near us, and I would really love that for a Spanish episode. Other than that, we want your feedback, so comment on what you think about the episode on YouTube, on Breaker,
or on that episode's promo on TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter. You could even email us. I really want feedback to see what we could do better, to see what y'all don't like. As to what Buy Me a Coffee, what we're going to do with Buy Me a Coffee will come later. I don't have that ready right now, but I have plans. So fucking get on it, bitch. All right, that's all we have for today. Have a great next 2 weeks. We'll see you then.
You ain't got the answers.
You can't handle the truth.
Do you know where that's from?
Kanye West, where he says, like, I don't know where he says, like, you ain't got the answers.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Like, out of
nowhere. Mr. Rinky Dinky Boys, we're making a custom tablecloth full of quotes, and we want your names on it. So this is how you can get your name on it. First, you go to Apple Podcasts. You make sure you're subscribed. Then you scroll down, and you press write a review. Make sure it's 5 stars, and you can title it whatever you want. Then you write down your favorite quote from our podcast, whichever episode, English or Spanish. For now, we're going to use an example, which would be Victor's quote from episode 2.
We love drugs.
So it would be open quotations. We love drugs. Close quotations. Then dash, whoever said it. In this case, it was Victor. Under that, you write your review. It can be honest. If you want to use a different name other than the Apple Podcast name you have, then put it in parentheses at the end. The first 100 people to do this get their name on the custom tablecloth. Let's say you want to use a quote that has more than 2 people. This is how you do it. We're going to use a quote from episode 4.
Wait, have you heard of Inchers?
Insurance?
No, Inchers. The drink Inchers.
So we start off with Victor's part. Open quotations. Have you ever heard of Inchers? Close quotations. Then enter in the next part.
Insurance?
Open quotation. Insurance. Maybe a question mark. Sound like I was asking a question. Close quotation. Then enter and the next part.
No insures. The drink insures.
Open quotation. No insures. The drink insures. Close quotation. Then dash and you do it by the order who said it first. So Victor said it first. So it'd be Victor, comma, Nick, period. If you started with Nick's part first, then it would be dash Nick, comma, Victor, period. Now let's say you're using 3 people. In this case, we'll use an example from episode 8.
You have great skin.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Damn. God.
So you'd start with open quotations. You have great skin. Close quotations. Enter. Then the next dialogue.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
Open quotation. No. Maybe with an exclamation point. What? Maybe with another exclamation point. My skin is breaking out so bad. Close quotation. And then the next part. Enter.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Open quotation. I mean, it's better than Nick's. Close quotation. Then for the next dialogue, enter.
Damn. God.
Open quotation, damn, exclamation point, God, close quotation. Then it'll be dash and in order. So it was Victor, comma, Hannah, comma, Nick, period. The first 100 people to write a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and include a quote, get their name on their tablecloth. Oh, motherfucker, I get this wrong every time. Get their name under their quote on our custom tablecloth.